Picture a jazz quartet in full swing. The drummer lays down a steady pulse, while the pianist ventures into unexpected territory. The bassist anchors the harmony, and the saxophonist soars above it all. No one's competing for dominance. Each musician listens, responds, and builds on what the others create. This isn't just music, it's collaborative intelligence in action, and it's becoming the most valuable skill in our modern world. We've been taught that brilliant ideas spring from brilliant individuals. Einstein alone with his equations, Jobs unveiling the iPhone. But here's what history glosses over. Einstein debated physics with colleagues for hours. Jobs relied on a team of designers and engineers who thought nothing like him. The myth of the lone genius has cost us dearly, blinding us to a simple truth. We think better when we think together. Something fundamental is shifting in how we create value. For generations, success meant capturing market share, a zero-sum game where your gain was my loss. Companies hoarded patents like dragons guarding gold. Leaders measured worth by how much they controlled. But this mindset is becoming obsolete, replaced by what we might call mindshare, a reality where ideas multiply through sharing rather than diminish. Tesla opened its patents to competitors, not from altruism, but strategic brilliance. By accelerating electric vehicle adoption industry-wide, they expanded the entire market. Linux became the backbone of the internet through open collaboration, not corporate control. These aren't anomalies. They're glimpses of what's possible when we stop asking who's right and start asking what becomes possible when we think together.
Why do some people pace while thinking, while others sit still? These aren't quirks. They're different cognitive operating systems. Your mind processes information through three channels: visual, images and spatial relationships, auditory, words and sounds, and kinesthetic, physical sensations and movement. Everyone uses all three, but in a specific sequence that determines how you think best. Consider Maria, a country music star overwhelmed by demands. She felt clearest during long drives. Her VKA pattern explained why. Her eyes tracked the road, visual strength. Her hands gripped the wheel, kinesthetic channel, and the engine's hum allowed her inner voice to emerge, auditory gateway. She wasn't escaping, she was creating conditions her mind needed. Innovation requires more than focused attention. Sorting attention helps organize and prioritize. Open attention, seemingly unfocused daydreaming, is where breakthroughs happen, where disparate ideas suddenly connect. Understanding your pattern means recognizing when you're working with your cognitive grain versus against it. Follow your natural 1-2-3 sequence for creative insights. Use your 3-2-1 sequence to focus and execute. You're not fighting your mind, you're partnering with it. Two brilliant architects, Steve and Joseph, thrived together until their firm was acquired. New desk-bound protocols destroyed their partnership. The problem wasn't personality, it was mind patterns. Joseph was VAK, visual focus, auditory sorting, kinesthetic unconscious, thriving on emails and presentations. Steve was KAV, kinesthetic focus, auditory sorting, visual open attention, needing movement to think. Chained to his desk, drowning in visual information, he couldn't function. The solution? Daily walk and talks, an assistant organizing information visually, and movement-based pre-meeting rituals. Within a month, they were like a right and left hand again. Reading thinking patterns transforms interactions. Presenting to a group, scan for clues. Note takers are auditory processors. Doodlers are visual thinkers. Fidgeters are kinesthetic processors. Adapt your delivery to include all three channels, and comprehension skyrockets. When an agricultural company's leadership fractured, they hung smartphone photos representing each person's vision around the room, adding post-its describing required conditions. Jason, the skeptical CFO and AVK thinker, moved around studying images and adding insights. For the first time, he felt part of the team. Within a year, the company turned around. Beyond information processing lies what you naturally do with it, your thinking talents. These cognitive approaches energize rather than drain you, organized into four styles: analytic, examining data, procedural, creating systems, and innovative, imagining possibilities. Most people excel in two styles, are competent in a third, and struggle with the fourth. That fourth style is your blind spot, where worry lives. Without natural talent for feeling for others, you obsess about perception. Without making order, you're anxious about organization. Without focusing, you worry about being scattered. Nick discovered his blind spot in innovative thinking was causing excessive worry about potential disasters. Analyzing his work time, 40% was spent in his red zone, tasks requiring skills but not talents. He reimagined his role so 90% utilized his natural strengths in relational thinking and mentoring, then partnered with team members whose innovative talents complemented his blind spots. By acknowledging what he naturally did well, Nick stopped trying to be universally competent. His stress decreased, his impact increased. Our deficit-focused culture trains us to hide blind spots and fix weaknesses. But cognitive blind spots aren't deficiencies, they're invitations to collaborate. The question isn't, how do I become good at everything? It's, who thinks differently than me, and how can we think together? Archbishop Desmond Tutu taught that Ubuntu, a person becomes human through other persons. The same applies to intelligence. You become smarter through others who think differently. Nick's difficult boss, Martin, drove him crazy with constant future visions and little operational follow-through. When Nick mapped their thinking talents, he discovered Martin's innovative strengths perfectly complemented his procedural gifts. Rather than trying to change Martin, Nick changed how he related to him, acknowledging Martin's visions first, then offering operational suggestions. Their relationship transformed from antagonistic to powerful. Team talent maps reveal collective intelligence and gaps. One team discovered they were strong in innovative and procedural thinking, but lacked analytical talents, explaining why they implemented ideas without evaluating financial implications. Another team found most members shared seeking excellence in the analytic quadrant, causing them to overwork small issues while ignoring bigger factors. Influence requires shifting from rigid certainty to flexible curiosity. Ask questions to discover what energizes others and identify which thinking talents they're using. When someone frustrates you, get curious about the thinking talent beneath their behavior. That talent might be precisely what you need. Multisensory collaboration unlocks thinking that traditional meetings leave dormant. One company discovered 40% of employees needed kinesthetic movement to focus, 40% needed visual input, and only 20% were primarily auditory. Yet their meeting rooms were designed for the 20%, rows of chairs facing a speaker. Simple changes like adding whiteboards and encouraging movement decreased tension and improved execution dramatically. Great questions expand possibility. Poor questions contract it. The difference determines whether conversations generate insight or defensiveness. Three categories guide effective inquiry. Success-based questions access what worked before. Intentional questions reconnect you with what matters. Influential questions reveal thinking strengths and support needs. Questions organize into four cognitive styles. Analytic asks why, examining data and evaluating options. Procedural asks how, creating systems and planning steps. Relational asks who, understanding people and building connections. Innovative asks what if, imagining possibilities and challenging assumptions. Your blind spot is the quadrant where you habitually don't ask questions. When someone inquires from your blind spot, you might hear attack rather than curiosity. George, a newly appointed senior VP, called about his impossible CEO, Peter, whose combative analyst meeting had tanked the stock. When I met Peter, I dramatically overfilled a water cup until it spilled. Outside, I explained his mind was so full of itself, there was no room for anything else. I challenged him. Whenever he noticed his mind closing, ask whether he'd rather be right or effective. Recognizing his procedural strength and innovative weakness, he learned to collaborate with George and his CFO during analyst meetings. Each answered questions in their area of strength, the stock price rose. Charlotte, director of a global nonprofit, felt overwhelmed by constant leadership changes. Success-based inquiry revealed her boss preferred analytic over relational thinking. She started presentations with data before stories. This secured her budget and created collaborative relationship with her boss. The future depends less on individual expertise than on connecting different thinkers through imagination. A collaborative intelligence exists that's larger than any individual, one that cannot be measured but can be trusted. Consider Zubin Mehta uniting the three tenors by having them cook together before their historic performance, or Nelson Mandela bridging racial divides through the Springbok rugby team's engagement with Black townships. These leaders understood how to align collective attention, intention, and action. The Four Directions Roundtable eliminates blockages when groups tackle sticky issues. Teams split into four subgroups representing different inquiry quadrants, with members joining teams matching their natural strengths. Each group approaches the challenge from their perspective, then shares insights, building on each other's thinking rather than debating positions. Maximize collaborative intelligence by mapping team members' cognitive styles on the compass of inquiry. Create a collaboration handbook where everyone summarizes what supports their best thinking. Design multi-sensory environments engaging visual, auditory, and kinesthetic processors simultaneously. The Japanese martial arts concept of randori, grasping freedom, illustrates the quality of mind needed for collaborative intelligence. Like a master remaining calm while facing multiple attackers, leaders must maintain balance amid chaos, responding with respect rather than opposition. Breakthrough thinking happens between minds, not within them. Your greatest ideas wait in conversations you haven't had yet, with people who think nothing like you.